Climb on.
There are people who make overcoming obstacles, even those towering 40 very vertical feet high, look easy.
Clip the belay loop.
These rock climbers are the heart of Lillian Chow Quinlan's climbing center business.
I think with climbing, you have to trust your partner, and you have to know that they're holding your rope.
This takes teamwork, which is why Chow Quinlan is frustrated by all the talk of another cliff looming in Washington.
There's so much uncertainty, not just for me as a business owner, but for our members, for our clientele.
With negotiations stalled on a way to avert the fiscal cliff, Chow Quinlan has put plans to expand her business on hold. She's worried because going over the cliff will cost middle-class families an estimated $2,000 a year. Money people won't have to spend here.
It's always challenging when you're in a recreational type of environment because that's sometimes the first thing that people consider, you know, when they're evaluating their finances and what am I going to spend my money on.
The fear that I have is that we're going to lose some customers, we're going to lose our shoppers, and we've been here for 10 years.
For clothing store owner Lindsay Boucher, it's been a rough few years since the recession. Now she says she's terrified we're on the verge of tumbling back in.
I think the effects of them not coming up with a plan is going to be devastating, and I see a bigger recession.
The prospect of higher taxes next year means Boucher is cutting back now, trimming staff for January and February, only buying clothing she's sure will sell. Her goal, just to keep her business afloat.
My biggest fear is that my 7-year-old we'll never really get a chance to see what I've built.
No, the fun part is untying.
Back at the climbing center, Lillian Chow Quinlan says there are lessons Washington's negotiators could stand to learn.
Every move is going to dictate the next move, but that doesn't mean that you're locked into that move. That doesn't mean you can't try something else.
Unlike climbing, she says, fiscal cliffhanging shouldn't be an option because so much is on the line. Emily Schmidt, CNN, Washington.